You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Bravo, Alpha, New Ham, testing the repeater.
APS, monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network.
ADFR listening.
You're connected to CMN Network.
W8FU.
Hogwash.
Wild boar wash. How am I making it into the system? I'm guessing okay, because I'm not far from the Warren receiver.
Okay.
Groovy.
Alright, there we go. My radio was in
scan and
I was like, oh, I'm not keying up on the right one.
Just out and about doing a little grocery shopping and just heading back to the house now, so I thought it'd be a good time to go shopping. Wasn't the worst, but wasn't the best either.
Yeah, I'm helping Adam and Drake with something, so I just did that, and then gave them a weather report, waiting to see what the girls want to do. So I want to go up to Frankenmuth or what, or Bertram.
It's funny how there was a time not terribly long ago, I'd say, oh, Bertram, what time? And I'd flare up there on a dime. Nowadays, home's right there. Yeah, I'm going to go there.
Well, what's kind of neat is they got up north, there's a Google sheet with all the Hammy's locations all around northern lower, and they're doing time, temperature, snow, wind conditions, and it's all going into a Google sheet that the NWS has open as well. So they're like reading reports and putting it into a Google sheet, and then that's getting opened up and viewed by NWS for their, so they can see the data to help keep track of all the reports coming in.
Sounds like a wiener.
It's like Oxcom doing Oxcom things on Oxcom channels.
As John over here likes to say, it's a Christmas miracle.
You know, because all Oxcom is a checkmark box for the AM.
That's how you get paid. Oh, yeah. All right, I'm just coming up on my street here, the goods. I might have one more. Or not.
I think I should go around the stairs and hit the head. See what's going on. WFS.
All righty. Catch you later. I'm just backing in the driveway. W8FU.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Number 6, Mike Tango, standing by and listening. Number 6, Mike Tango, standing by and listening. On alert.
Mike Tango, do you think you said you're on the Lark, but you're not?
November 6, Mike Tango. Sorry about that. Got it mislabeled here on the old 7100. Where are we at here?
I had to look. It looks like you're coming into 78, so you're coming into Fenton.
Okay, appreciate it. Just driving home from church and thought I'd turn you in. I haven't talked down here in a while. Thought I'd give it a shot. At least I know it's working. We'll work on that.
Yep, no worries. You're on the Central Michigan and Emergency Network, the MIQ-VHF network. So if you go to w8cmn.net, you'll see the frequencies and all that. They're tied here together.
Okay, copy that. Well, I'll let you go. I'm going to get in a spot here where I'm going to lose the repeater anyway. So anyways, you take care. Appreciate you coming back. It'll be on 6MMT. Be clear in your funnel.
Yep, take care.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KS8FPS is this frequency in use?
Connected to CMN Network.
KF8FPS, this is the test. KF8FPS, this is a test.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Monitoring.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
KF8FGS, this is a test. KF8FGS, this is a test.
call for the feeder. FO2 is 2 hours away. Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section ARP on 2.
Give me an SWR.
If you're in those areas, stay warm and dry. I am healthy, and y'all should do that all over the state anyway. My understanding is we get some Sunday counts on the lower part of the state today as well, so that might be keeping the people off there. Let's go next to KAJBB, followed by N8OBU. Jim, how are things in Washington? KAJLN, and the next is KAJBB. Name is Jim, EC for Washtenaw County. Well, we're just sort of keeping an eye out on the weather here, see if there's going to be any storms or high weather. We dodged a bullet last week. That was good. Let's see if anybody else got any problems. But we were under watch, but never went into a warning, so that's always good. This Saturday, we had our Sky One training, NWF, in person at Pioneer High School. We had over 120 people there. That was good. And so we actually picked up, since I was sort of peeking over the emergency manager Ben's shoulder with his permission. And so we had actually several brand new call signs coming in that I didn't recognize before, so that's always good. Anyway, things are sort of hanging in there. Hope everybody's having a good day. Back to you. This is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta.
Central Michigan for the links. This is NAWR. WRO. Back to you, Max.
Yeah. event manager of the Great Lakes Emergency and Traffic Net. He's out for the rest of the month trying to deal with it for the days of his. And he himself is okay, notwithstanding his PSD episodes that he's got. But he has sure used your prayers. I've got a long time to find him. He called me and asked me if I would take over for the Great Lakes Emergency and Traffic Net as that manager, which I graciously accepted, although I really didn't want to do it. But Mike had said no, Lord knows what happened. And it's my pleasure to, matter of fact, the guy is almost falling.
All right, what is the
UHF Hub, disconnected.
This is KL4ROY. I was just curious what HF frequency was you listening to that through, KL4ROY?
This is WA4NLD, Ray in South Warren. And if you find that out, let me know. I couldn't find them either. WA4MLD.
WA4MLD, thanks very much. Yeah, I'm looking at getting some HF equipment soon, but I wanted to find out what the main frequency of that net was in the event when I do get the HF equipment that I can use, I would be able to participate because... probably receive a little better on the main frequency, but anyway, that was interesting. This is KO4ROY.
Yeah, I tried the usual places and came up empty. There's a big contest going on in Wisconsin, kind of wiped out everything here. Have a good day. The winds are coming back, but I don't think it'll be so bad this time, so have a good one, WA4. Mike Lima Delta, I'm down just north of Detroit, over.
Yeah, roger on that. I'm in Lansing, so so far so good here. But okay, I'm going to go ahead and clear, and I'll monitor every now and again and see how things go. This is KO4ROY. We'll be clear.
NACAF. To the two gentlemen who are wondering what the original main transmit frequency of the Michigan ARPSC net is. That frequency is 3.932 megahertz.
Okay, thank you. I tuned all around on 840 and 75 and couldn't separate that out from the noise and the CQers and all of that, so... Thanks a lot. I wonder if there's some way they could, you know, like post it on a website or something when they move so we don't. But I can hear fine on the lake, WA4MLD, and thanks.
You're welcome. That actual frequency actually is posted on a website. It is the Macomb County ARPSC website. found at MacombARPSC.org. And when you look under the nets, you will find on Sunday night the Michigan ARPSC net starts at 5 o'clock, and the original transmit frequency is listed there as well. Along with the fact that it gets linked through the Central Michigan MI1 and MI2 networks. So anyways, WA4MLD, I hope that answers all of your questions. This is NHCAF, Glenn Monitoring, after your final.
Yeah, thank you. I think there was just so much general racket today, I just couldn't pick them out of the noise there. But that's a very unusual situation. Never had it quite that bad before. Those Wisconsin guys were really pounding in here. So thanks again. I appreciate it. And I hope you have a great rest of the day. WA4MLD in South Warren, just north of Detroit.
73 to you, sir. NHCAF, just south of Mount Clemens. Clear and monitoring.
CAF.
Connected to CMN Network.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.